Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Today's podcast is more of a public service announcement. Here in the U.S., we call those PSAs. And it's something that I think we will all agree on. We as a community, we as an industry, we in IT need to celebrate and reward our service desk personnel much more than we do currently. They have a tough role. It's very difficult. No one calls them when they're happy, only when something's wrong or needed or on fire. And you know how people are. No one thinks that their issue is anything but urgent. Have you heard anyone say, "No, it's okay, you can make mine a P4 and get to it in the next month"? You don't ever hear people saying that, do you? You hear them say, "Wow, I sure need this up by tomorrow or in an hour, or this is costing the company millions of dollars." These service desk personnel are the least paid IT staff, and they're thrust into being the face of IT. Think about this. We use chats, bots, AI, knowledge to take away their easiest calls, right? Yet we want to hold them to a high standard in terms of call length or cost, whichever way you want to look at it. We want to hold them to a high standard of first call resolution, even though we took away all the easy ones. And so we need to rethink how we look at metrics. We need to rethink how we look at this whole model. For one, I would like to see us incorporate more of our level 2 work into our service desk. It does 2 things that makes everybody happy. It saves money, which is good, and it means that your users and people who call the service desk can get their issue resolved more quickly. That's good too, right? But the only way to really rethink this model, and this is my standard answer for almost everything, is that we should prioritize what our stakeholders want and need and incentivize accordingly. Jeffrey, what do you mean? Well, if our service desk personnel are going to be judged by stakeholders for having a certain skill set or being able to take only the hard questions because we have taken the easy ones out, then that's okay. We need to prioritize what's important to our stakeholders. Just recently, I was having the conversation with a leader in a large organization, and I was explaining to her how our knowledge articles, for example, we should run reporting off of those and make sure we keep the most current topics, those knowledge articles, always current. They provide the most value. I have probably used these stats before, but according to a Gartner study, every call to the service desk costs roughly $14. Every self-service for knowledge or a bot or whatever costs 9 cents. So it's roughly 150 times more expensive to have someone call one of your service desk agents. However, these are our lowest paid people. About 150 times, maybe 300 times for an L2. It may be 500 times for an L3. we need to try to bring those down to these very skilled service desk technicians, these analysts. And so today, I know I've talked around a lot of topics and subjects, but I really want us to just consider celebrating, rewarding, incentivizing in new ways our service desk. How can we do a better job? Should be what we are asking ourselves. These people are the face of IT. We should treat them as such. We should make sure we reward them as such. They're the ones that save us from getting escalated calls in the middle of the night. They're the ones that save us from getting calls from unhappy users. So we need to make sure that we champion their role. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for joining us today, this Tuesday. I ask that you make sure that you're following our LinkedIn company page, that you check out our other podcasts, and let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.